Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, May 7th, 2020. This is another edition of our podcast from our campaign, Your Energy is Essential. Have you checked out our website to see the videos, photos, and content that we're posting there? It is www.sgcomvc.com.br. On May 7th, we celebrate the Day of Silence. It's a day that brings awareness about the excess of noise and sound pollution. Excessively loud noises can cause stress and hinder concentration. In fact, human beings make so much noise that researchers have difficulty in detecting the signs of natural phenomena that impact the Earth. Right now, as we all know, we have been listening to a different kind of silence. Social distancing measures have changed the sound in large cities, and there are many people saying that right now, we can even listen to bird song every day. The Day of Silence was inspired by ancient meditation practices aimed at feeling confident and at peace. Yes, indeed, silence can be a way to recharge our batteries and cleanse our mind. That can also be said about good music. On May 7th, 1990, Brazilian music fell silent. On that date, Elisete Cardoso, singer, samba artist, and one of the founders of the Bossa Nova movement, passed away at the age of 69. She was born in Rio de Janeiro from a poor family. She worked as a hairdresser and at the floor of a soap factory. She went on to sing at the opera houses of São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, where she once performed the Baquiana No. 5, a masterpiece by Brazilian classical composer and conductor Heitor Villa-Lobos.
Vai lembrar a minha voz as preces que deixei quando parti.
How can a black woman who's almost illiterate dare to sing classical music, said some people at the time with prejudice. Back then, Brazilian poet Vinicius de Moraes, dazzled by Elisete Cardoso's voice, wrote once after listening to her sing, Elisete has filled the stage with birdsong and moonshine.
Ai, a esperança, o infinito.
Also on May 7th, but 196 years ago, Beethoven presented for the first time his now famous Ninth Symphony. When he finished that masterpiece, Beethoven was practically deaf, but not silent. He went on writing because he could listen in his mind to the notes and harmonies that he learned when he was still in perfect health. Another inspiring story. At the opening of this podcast, and right now, we're listening to a bit of the Ninth Symphony by Beethoven, performed by the China Philharmonic Orchestra. And just by listening to a couple of seconds of the song, we feel the power of enthusiasm and life. The songs that we're playing here, as well as other suggestions, are in the playlist section of our website. Check it out. At 4 p.m. today, we will have our coffee break. And today we're going to show an exercise called the Qigong. This is a tip that we received from our colleagues at State Grid Corporation back in China. It is a technique rooted in traditional Chinese medicine, aimed at having blood and energy flow through our body. Give it a try. You'll enjoy it. You can do it with our playlist or in silence. Because oftentimes, we need silence to ease our mind and listen to the voice of intuition. See you tomorrow.